Glory.com.
Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I'm a very cheap man and I enjoy the inexpensive things in life.
And Lindsay Ward. You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss. Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Oh man, I don't even know where to begin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by, as always, by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And tonight was about returns, surprises, and Bo leaving. I'm Sir Rockin. That is Lindsay Ward.
Or Bo Dallas.
And that's where we shall begin. And Paul Heyman came out with Brock Lesnar, who was pissed off and had a gnarly scar on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he was mad about what happened last night. And Paul Heyman...
They're not the only ones.
No, they're not. They weren't the only ones mad about last night. And Paul Heyman, you know, clearly showed that The Undertaker tapped out. And he told everyone, the fairy tale has to end. He said he's a father. There is no Santa Claus or Easter Bunny. And, well, people at home were probably like, kids, don't listen to him. They're real.
Right?
Spoilers, Paul.
Right?
Spoilers.
The idea of Taker being mortal is a fable, and he tapped out to Brock Lesnar. He said his client doesn't blame the referee or the timekeeper who freaked out. And Paul Heyman goes, only in Brooklyn do you boo compassion. Heyman asked if they should talk about the footage of Taker passing out the way he did on the back end. It's all over the internet. I have enough material to last 3 hours, which was great. He pointed out how Taker went for low blows. And then, well, put him in Hell's Gate, and Lesnar didn't submit. He just told him to GFY.
No. Mm-hmm. Let's stay PG here, y'all.
Alright, Heyman says Lesnar wants to fight Taker one more time, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here to issue a challenge for WrestleMania, Night of Champions, Royal Rumble, next week. He's here to do it Brooklyn style tonight. Fans were chanting for Suplex City. So is The Undertaker in the show? Oh no. It's Bo Dallas.
And this is the point where all of us are going, Bo, no. Bo, turn around, go backstage, and pretend like this never happened and hope Brock forgets. But did he listen? Oh no. No. Bo marched himself down to the ring. He insulted Brock Lesnar by basically saying that, well, Lesnar passed out, and when he woke up, he had lost to The Undertaker, but he had a really wonderful dream that he had beaten Taker. And then, you know, Bo said that Brock can have his chance at redemption. All he has to do is Bo leave.
Yeah, all he had to do was Bo leave.
And we're all going, Bo, leave.
Yeah, Bo, leave. Bo, you need to leave. And that's what he did. He came out, and he had good news and bad news. Bo said, bad news, Lesnar tapped out, but the good news, he woke up, he said he probably had a dream that he beat Undertaker. All he had to do was Bo leave. Lesnar smoked, and then smirked, and then gave him a bunch of German suplexes. He took him to Suplex City.
Oh, poor Bo. He bounced like 3 feet after one of them.
Right?
It's like, oh man, that sucks. He was dead. I think they're still scraping him up off the floor.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. That's a very bad thing. So he came back. He was going to leave. He came back, gave another suplex, came back, gave another suplex. And Heyman was like, one time, F5. Can you give me one F5? And he said, don't worry, Bo. Brock Lesnar, Bo leaves. And they gave him the F5.
I will admit, that was good.
Right. So yeah, good opening.
Solid opening, great way to address it. You know, Brock wants another match. I don't think any of us necessarily want to see a third match between the two. I'm sure some of us do. I personally don't. But yeah, nice way to address the ending of SummerSlam last night, which we'll get into on Thursday night.
Yeah, we will. And then the next thing on Raw was one of the greatest things you'll ever, ever see. Listen to this.
And now, we give to you your feature presentation. Presenting Xavier Woods.
Feature presentation. Oh, good grief. Well, you know Xavier was trained by Chief J. Trombone.
We got something to say. We are your new tag champs. New Day.
Pretty good.
So fresh and so clean. Our gear is on fleek. Unlike this filthy city, Brooklyn's booty.
Y'all booty, son, y'all booty.
But that's okay. The champs are here to stay.
Modern day old Blue Eyes. Blue Eyes is smiling. That was brutal.
That was
absolutely
horrible.
Chief J.
JBL
Trump.
JBL liked it, though. I guarantee you he liked it. He liked everything corny.
But like I said,
just like him.
Well, listen.
That was pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that was really entertaining.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I have to give them props for that. That was really good. New Day has been on point the last couple times we've seen them.
Yeah, they really, really were. So the New Day took on Los Matadores, not Los Matadores, Lucha Dragons, I should say. Xavier Woods played Taps, and well, the New Day wins. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
But then...
Yeah! We're coming now! Come on!
It couldn't be, could it?
I think we need to get the tables.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Dudley Boys are back.
Both of them. Not just one. Both Dudleys are back, y'all.
The roof blew off the place.
Oh, God. Nobody was expecting them there. Nobody knew they were there. And then it's like, just, hey, look, it's the Dudleys. Because, you know, why not?
Because, you know, why not? Exactly. We got everything. We got the what's up. We got to get the tables. We got a 3D through the table. Awesome stuff.
Very awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Always great to see the Dudleys back in action.
Always, yeah. Very, very cool to see them back in the ring on Monday Night Raw. And apparently they're back.
Yes.
So, we had Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose taking on Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper. Good match.
Good match. Great return match from the night before. You know, standard Wyatt Shield 2 out of 3 members, whatever you want to term, Ambrains. We'll just call them Ambrains because that's what they are. So, you know, very standard fare from them. Great, great match. It's what happened towards the end of the match that we have to talk about because somebody's a mole.
Because somebody's a mole. Because if you didn't hear the rack, Thursday night's 10 p.m. Eastern, a few weeks ago, we mentioned there could be a possibility of a third Wyatt member. His name was Braun Strowman, and hey, look at that.
I didn't realize he was that big. Like, this guy is huge. He makes Luke look like a dwarf. And Bray looks even worse. Like, this guy is just, like, massive. And yeah, we have been talking about it, and it's like, well, if they're gonna replace Eric because Eric Rowan is hurt, who can they find that can take his place? And we both kind of agreed this Braun Strowman was the way to go. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's all purely speculation because nobody knows if they're actually gonna do it or not.
Well, they sort of did.
So, there's Ambrose and Reigns are setting up for the finish of the match. We see the Flasher. And next thing we know, there's a ginormous bearded dude in a black sheet mask. And he proceeds to kill everybody, except for Bray and Luke.
Yeah, he does come out and basically kill everybody.
I mean, he was like manhandling Reigns and ragdolling him.
Uh-huh.
He was shoving Ambrose off with one arm, with authority. I mean, it was impressive.
Oh, it was. It was really, really damn impressive, to say the least. yeah, we'll talk about that. Let's finish talking about him. So later in the night, Bray Wyatt comes on the thing and talks about, this is Abigail's greatest gift. He hoped Roman Reigns enjoyed his moment at SummerSlam, but that wasn't the, you know, it's gonna be it. Because here's Abigail's greatest gift, the black sheep, Braun Strowman.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm curious to know where they found him, but I like it. I like the fact that the Wyatt family is growing. Doesn't necessarily mean Eric is out, but Bray could have four monsters or three monsters with him, and damn, he'd be unstoppable.
Yeah, he would. We had an interesting Miz TV with Team PCB.
Basically, Miz was a jerk. PCB was ready to murder him. The Bellas came out. They were snarky. They were catty. Shenanigans broke out, and we went into a six-woman match.
And this is where we have to give a little announcement. Hey, Brooklyn, you just jumped the shark.
Yeah, y'all, that was not cool. Like, everybody's been super excited for the Divas Revolution. Everybody's been championing the Divas Revolution. People have wanted change like this for a long time. Long time, and then what the hell do y'all go and do? You crap all over it by doing the wave, by chanting different things, by generally not being into the match. When the girls are out there giving you literally everything they have, because right now they're trying to prove that they're deserving of this push. Because there are a lot of people in the company, I think, that are doubting that this was a good move.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, You're not helping anybody anywhere by doing what you're doing.
No, and Paige took to Twitter and, you know, poo-pooed the fans. Because, yeah, you guys sparked the change and then you sort of crap all over it. Not cool.
Yeah, Paige took a shot. It was awesome.
So, yeah, the Team Bella won with Alicia Fox, beating Paige. We had a tag team match. King Barrett and Stardust taking on. Wait, Stardust just beat up Barrett. What the hell?
Stardust! This is why we cannot have nice things. And then Neville came out, he got rid of his cape early because no capes! And, well, Neville beat up Stardust for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much went down there. Then we had John Stewart come out. We had a thank you, Stewart chant. He said children were upset and, you know, he didn't know who this mean old man was. But he didn't do it for Rollins, he didn't do it for Thorne. He did it because he wouldn't let Cena beat the great Ric Flair. Out came Ric Flair. Ric Flair said he was pulling for John Cena to break it because he actually respects John Cena. And then John Cena came out, and, well, Cena had a mad. And you realize what you did. You gave Rollins both belts, right? You know, I put over all these guys, you know, gave them all opportunities. Owen, Cesaro, Sami Zayn, and the like. And he was like, oh, my bad. He did, to John Stewart's credit, he had a good couple of one-liners during the show.
Yeah, he had a couple zingers. He was trying so hard not to mark out, even though he was completely marking out, and it was adorable, especially when Flair walked out.
Right, he one of them was, if I do this, can he still see me? Doesn't seem to work with the you can't see me thing.
Stewart.
That was pretty good. Eventually, John Cena, you know, gave him the AA and left him, and John Stewart sold it.
John Stewart sold it better than half the regular roster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without question. John Cena said later with Renee that he was going to talk to Seth Rollins and later on in the main event. We had a big 8-man tag, Ryback, Ziggler, who has pants, Cesaro, Randy Orton taking on Sheamus, Kevin Owens, Rusev, and Big Show. The Women Brawled. or had a cat fight, I don't want to call it a brawl. They had a moment or two. Team Orton won. What was more impressive was the Super RKO after the match.
Yeah, where you had Ryback and Cesaro pick up Big Show and Randy RKO'd Show. That was impressive.
So then we had the moment of the night, Lindsay, where we broke script.
Oh my god.
For those unaware, today is Vince McMahon's 70th birthday, and, well, Stephanie said she was going to get in trouble for what she did, and she wished her father a happy birthday. And, well, she also said he knew he wouldn't come out, so the fans, she asked the fans to join her in singing happy birthday, which they did. And Hunter goes, Vince is so pissed off right now, it's not even funny.
It's awesome. You know Hunter's like, it worked. Mm-hmm. And it's like, ha, you can't do anything to me. I'm married to your daughter now. Ha ha.
Right? Triple H praised Seth Rollins. Called him, he's the man with hustle, loyalty, and respect. He's also a winner, unlike some other people. He said Rollins will do whatever it takes to win, thus he is the dual champion. He's no longer the future, he is the man.
Which I'd rather say that he's the present,
right,
than he's the man.
So the man comes out, and he talks, and he talks, and talks about being on Mount Rushmore, and talks about, you know, Yankee Stadium, and talks to the Brooklyn Nets, and he was all choked up. He needed a moment. He said he couldn't wait anymore, and asked the fans if they're ready. He goes, for you, Hunter, are you ready?
It was adorable. There were a lot of little things like that throughout the speech. Yes.
And then, drum roll rang, the curtain comes up, and the statue is Sting.
There's a Sting under that curtain.
Who probably was very, very uncomfortable for 15 minutes. Because his paint was sweating off.
Yeah.
Oops. The Sting took out Rollins, picked up the belt, pointed at Rollins, and that ended Monday Night Raw. Cool surprise with Sting, even though most people, including myself, knew it was coming. But I like how they did it.
Oh, I like how they did it. They had a couple very, very, very good, cool surprises, which was nice. And you weren't expecting them.
Right.
And, yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it.
So we'll see where they go from there. Exciting edition of Monday Night Raw.
We will, and we'll talk to you more in depth about SummerSlam and NXT TakeOver this Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern on The Rack. And you don't want to miss it because we may or may not have a special guest joining us.
For at least a part of the show.
Yes, for a part of the show.
As we'll talk NXT and SummerSlam and Tough Enough and all that fun stuff. It's Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, RackRadioShow.com, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter's Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We'll have power this week. Hopefully.
Yay.
Hopefully. As 398 approaches. CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/cigarette butts and bandanas. CBRadioLive.com is the website. Hashtag Blame Rob. Sometimes it's Russell Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Mason Omega at WTR Sunday Night, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 4, Episode 7 now available. Episode 8 available this week.
Yes, coming tomorrow.
Well, Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. We tape it tomorrow, but it'll come out Wednesday.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Congratulations to Starstream Josh for winning a copy of Daniel Bryan's brand new book. Yes, My Improbable Journey to the Main Event of WrestleMania.
Ding!
Plug.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my work, if you'd like to view my work, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you all week long, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com.